This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. They'll begin voting in Minneapolis. Voters will decide if changes should be made to policing in the city where George Floyd was killed. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Minnesota's highest court has overturned a lower court ruling that rejected ballot language approved by the Minneapolis City Council. The question surrounded wording to describe a proposed charter amendment that would replace the Minneapolis Police Department with a new Department of Public Safety that could include police officers, if necessary. The proposal is part of the Defund the Police movement that gained momentum after George Floyd was killed last year.
The state with the highest number of COVID deaths in the nation is now Mississippi. It had been New Jersey. In Mississippi, about one of every 320 residents has died from COVID, and the state's top health official says there will be more deaths. Tomorrow's the Justice for J6 rally, as organizers are calling it, in support of those accused of storming the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th. Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger says the protesters have a right to rally in Washington, but they are denying the facts surrounding the attack on the U.S. Capitol building, he says.
That is a belief that I think not only has held steady, even has in some cases grown, to say that it was peaceful or it wasn't even Trump supporters. And that's what they're out there protesting. Plus, keep in mind, some of these groups are basically for the overthrow of the federal government.
Three Chinese astronauts returned to Earth this morning after 90 days in space aboard China's first space station. Chinese TV showed footage of the spacecraft parachuting to land in the Gobi Desert. It was met by helicopters and off-road vehicles. Minutes later, a crew of technicians began opening the hatch of the capsule. This is AP News. The House January 6th committee is seeking records on General Mark Milley's China calls. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia.
The select committee investigating the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol is seeking records related to calls from Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley to his Chinese counterpart. The calls were made in the final months of President Donald Trump's administration. According to a soon-to-be-published book by Washington Post journalists Bob Woodward and Robert Costa, Milley told General Li Zuzheng he would warn him in the event of a pending U.S. attack. Republican Representative Adam Kinzinger of Illinois tells the Associated Press,
"There's a lot, I think, that needs to be answered that could really change this story one way or another."
Milley was appointed chairman of the Joint Chiefs by Trump in 2019, and he remains in that post. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Stocks were mixed yesterday. The Dow dropped 63 points yesterday. The S&P was down 6. The Nasdaq was up 20. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.